WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome people. This is Jake Carter, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of to-dos, with looming deadlines and that nagging voice whispering, "Just do it later?" Yeah, procrastination. That sneaky little beast we all know and sometimes love to hate. But guess what? We're tackling this head-on today. Because, let's be real, procrastination doesn't just mess with our productivity, it messes with our peace of mind, our self-esteem, and even our relationships. We're talking about a monster that can seriously impact your whole vibe. But don't worry, friends, because I'm here to equip you with the tools and strategies to finally conquer procrastination and unleash your inner superhero. First things first, understanding why we procrastinate. It's not always laziness, right? Sometimes it's fear of failure, perfectionism rearing its ugly head, or even just feeling overwhelmed by the sheer size of a task. Ever find yourself staring at that blank page, paralyzed by the enormity of what you need to write? Or maybe you're putting off that important phone call because the thought of potential conflict makes your stomach churn. Okay, here's the secret weapon. Once we identify our procrastination triggers, we can start to disarm them. Think of it like a game. You've got to know your enemy before you can beat them. And trust me, knowing those triggers is half the battle. Now, let's dive into some actionable strategies that are proven to work. Number 1. Break down those big, scary tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks. You don't have to climb Mount Everest in one go. Just focus on taking those small, consistent steps forward. Think of it like building a house. You start with the foundation, then move on to the walls, and so on. Celebrate each mini victory along the way. It builds momentum and keeps you motivated. Next up, set realistic goals for yourself. Don't try to cram everything into one day. That's a recipe for burnout and even more procrastination. Focus on quality over quantity. Sometimes doing less effectively is better than trying to do everything half-heartedly. Thirdly, create a dedicated workspace that's free from distractions. You know what I mean, turn off those notifications, put your phone on airplane mode, close unnecessary tabs on your computer. Treat your work time like sacred space where you can focus and get things done. Think of it as carving out you time for productivity. Number 4. Reward yourself for completing tasks. This might seem silly, but it's a powerful motivator. When you finish a task, celebrate with something you enjoy, a cup of coffee, a quick walk outside, or even just 5 minutes of scrolling through social media. It reinforces positive behavior and keeps you excited to tackle the next challenge. And finally, remember that setbacks happen. Don't beat yourself up if you slip up. Just get back on track as soon as possible. Procrastination is a habit, and breaking any habit takes time and effort. Be patient with yourself. Keep practicing these strategies, and celebrate your progress along the way. You know that feeling when you finally finish a project you've been putting off? The sense of accomplishment, the weight lifted off your shoulders, and the surge of pride knowing you conquered something challenging? That's what we're striving for here, folks. Imagine that feeling multiplied every day as you tackle your to-do list with confidence and grace. So, let's recap. We've identified the common culprits behind procrastination, fear, perfectionism, overwhelm, and armed ourselves with strategies to overcome them. Break down tasks, set realistic goals, create a distraction-free zone, reward yourself for progress, and remember that setbacks are part of the journey. Remember, you're not alone in this fight against procrastination. Millions of people struggle with it every day, but by implementing these tips and supporting each other, we can break free from its grip and unlock our full potential. So, what's the first step you're going to take today to conquer procrastination? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to Tap Out of Overstimulation for more daily doses of inspiration and practical advice. Until next time, stay awesome, friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.